This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Monday is the day for the solar eclipse in North America. Here's some background from the AP's Julie Walker.
It looks like Mother Nature giveth and Mother Nature taketh away. Meteorologists predict that eclipse day clouds could blanket parts of the path, which stretches from Mexico and Texas through Maine and parts of Canada. Forecasters say the northeastern U.S., particularly northeast Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and most of Maine, look like they have the best chance of clear skies, along with central Arkansas to southern Indiana. As for the clouds, forecasters say they may obscure the best views in upstate New York along with Texas. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell.
That's just the nature of having the eclipse occur in the month of April. This weather pattern is pretty typical for spring. It's cloudy.
I'm Julie Walker.
AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma now reports on Israel's pullout from Khan Yunis in Gaza.
New video footage shows the destruction at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis after Israel pulled out some of its troops from the Gaza Strip city. Israel's military announced it was drawing back forces who've been operating in the area. Military officials say the forces are recuperating and preparing for future operations, while a significant number remain elsewhere in Gaza. Meanwhile, a smattering of Palestinians are returning to Khan Yunis, now devastated after frequent airstrikes. Israel's vowed a ground offensive on the southernmost Gaza city of Rafah, considered Hamas's last stronghold. The prospect of such an offensive has raised global alarm, including from top ally the US, which has demanded to see a credible plan to protect civilians. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
And U.S. President Joe Biden announced Monday new plans to ease student debt that would benefit tens of millions of Americans, the administration said, addressing a key issue for